Kumukuhua Theater's built its reputation on theater by the people for the people, so every casting call brings with it the possibility of discovering new local talent. But auditions tend to go best for those who know how to audition, and with that in mind, director Will Kahele is holding an audition workshop open to all. He's on hand with some ideas about how to prepare. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Sure. We're not going to say that this will make auditioning easy, are we? Because I don't think there's a way to make it easy.
No, I think everybody, even me, I still get nervous, you know, going to auditions.
Well, you have to put a lot into a fairly short time, and you've got to get everything you've got kind of right up front all at once, yeah?
Yep. You just go out there and you try your best, and you make sure the people there, like the directors, you know, they see what you can do, and you just go for it.
But there are things that the experienced know to do.
Oh, yeah, yeah. As far as, like, you know, reading the lines and seeing what the character is going through, and, you know, you make your little character backgrounds as you're reading, and you see what's going on, and if you can, you get some history on the play, or you get the script in advance of the audition, and you read up, and you kind of build your own character.
Well, because usually in an audition, don't you just get that character and those scenes? You don't necessarily get overall context, yeah?
Correct. But some theaters do offer the script ahead of the audition, so you can peruse it.
Which would be a good idea to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right? Always. Always present your best foot forward, you know, when you go to auditions.
You have to, I would think, give a lot of attention to not just obviously memorizing the lines, but what is my state of mind, my character's state of mind when I'm saying these things.
Right. And another good thing is to be able to change your tact, or, you know, to be able to change the way you're presenting the character. Like if the director says, okay, that was great, can you do it this way? And,
yeah.
You know, give you another suggestion and then see how well you take that. Because then they look at how easy it is to work with a certain actor, if they can take direction, or, you know, if they're not too keen on taking direction yet.
If it doesn't do a director much good if actors are all locked into an
interpretation. Right, because, you know, you kind of like bang your head on the table.
Yeah. And you've been in both.
Oh, yeah, both.
Both,
yeah.
Places,
yes,
right?
Yes, a lot.
Well, the play that you're going to be casting, Joker,
yes,
is a play where, let's see, people are, I mean, there's some complexity to all this. There are people who are keeping things hidden, have kept things hidden throughout their lives.
Yes.
Secrets that are kept between one character and another. That's tricky to evoke, isn't it?
It is tricky to evoke. And hopefully the main character, Joe, or Joker, that actor will be able to have the audience see through his eyes what he's going through and the emotions he's feeling without really saying the words.
Yeah, that's the trick, right?
Right.
And this particular character for this play is a Filipino male of what age?
He's in his 40s, and he is an immigrant from the Philippines. He came to Hawaii, and he was an activist. He was a writer in the Philippines, and he's come to Hawaii. And
activist for gay rights.
Activist for gay rights. And he's a gay man, and he fell in love with a Chinese man who was married, had a wife, had a kid. They had a small business, a small Chinese restaurant. And of course, the Chinese guy wasn't out. And so they kind of lived in secret. They were like best friends. And he dies. And to keep a promise to his lover, Joe, or Joker, marries the widow and raises the son.
So he's keeping a lot of secrets.
He's keeping a lot of secrets, right? And it's about him not letting go of this promise that he's kept to this man. As various pressures start to come in, and we see a friend of his from the Philippines come in as gay marriage is now coming to the forefront in Hawaii. Yeah. So, of course, they want a marriage equality in the Philippines, too. So his friend comes from the Philippines to Hawaii to bring Joker back to the Philippines so that he could be active in marriage equality back in the Philippines.
So he's a disruptor.
Yes.
Big time.
Yes, yes. He's the antagonist.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's sort of one of the fundamentals of theater, right?
Yes.
Somebody's pushing in one direction, somebody's got to push back in the other, and drama ensues.
Oh, and everything in the middle, you know?
Yeah.
And it's a four-person play.
Mm-hmm.
So it's gonna be a tight cast, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really excited.
It also sounds, Will, as if the lines aren't going to do everything for you as an actor, that there's an awful lot you're going to have to do beyond what is said, right?
Yes, yes.
Especially, you know, whenever characters have a secret, you know, you can't just state the secret, right?
Right,
so how do you evoke it?
just through acting, or I don't know, nuances. This play played earlier last year, I believe, at the University of Hawaii,
mm-hmm.
when
the MFA.
Yilong Liu, uh-huh. And it played for a weekend, and I was fortunate enough to see it, and I was blown away. And they had 3 weeks to put it all together and put it to the public, and buzz went out. You know, and when I saw it, I went, wow, there's so much more one could do with this. And then when it caught the attention of Harry Wong, artistic director, I lobbied to direct it. You know, I said, please, Harry, please, please, please let me direct it.
Yeah.
And of course, I had to go through a lot of hurdles to to convince Harry that I could do it. And he consented. Or maybe he relented.
And hey, the result's the same, right?
Yeah.
Well, so. it's going to be exciting to follow. And you know, when the production gets off the ground, we'll talk again. Will,
okay.
It's interesting, I think, to talk about a play when it's just an idea in your head. You haven't even seen the actors yet.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah. And audition workshops are this Saturday.
Yeah.
And you know, we encourage everybody to come out and just have fun.
We'll see if we can't make some discoveries along the
way.
Yeah,
I hope so. I hope so. We've made a couple this season.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Chris.
You bet. Will Kahele, director at Kumukuhua Theater in downtown Honolulu, will hold auditions for Kumu's 45th season opening show, Joker, by Yilong Liu, Saturday and Sunday, June 20th and 21st. But he'll also lead an audition workshop the prior weekend, Saturday, June 13th at 2 p.m., You can learn more about on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.